传福音给万民听是信而受洗的必然得救。
To preach out to the whole world to save people.
那么在这里呢，我们要来思想一个问题，什么是福音？
And so here we must think to ourselves, what is the good news, the gospel?
那么在今天的我们的社会环境里面，
And today, in today's society,
很多人都在传说宗教都是一样的。
A lot of people are saying that all religion is the same.
都是劝人行善的。
It's all making people,
劝人行善就是urge people to do the good things. 其实不是的。
But truly, this is not the way.
神给我们的福音，
The gospel that God gave us,
不仅仅是要劝人行善，
is not just to make people do good deeds.
这个我们今天来看一下这个主耶稣自己给我们说的这段话。
Today, let us look at the word of Jesus himself.
到底给我们带来的是什么样的福音？
And what kind of gospel that he gives us?
那么这段话出自于主耶稣最后晚餐的时候。
This is at the time before Jesus or his last supper.
他准备要离开这个世界，要回到神那里去了。
He was preparing to leave this world and be united with God.
那么这个时候他在最后晚餐向门徒讲了这段话。
And in this last supper, he speaks this to the disciples.
那么在这段话里边，首先他说你们心里不要忧愁。
The first thing he says to them is, do not let your hearts be troubled.
为什么他们心里边会忧愁呢？
And why would their hearts be troubled?
因为这些门徒当时跟随耶稣。
It's because these disciples, as they followed Jesus,
那么耶稣是他们的领袖。
Jesus is their leader.
他们好像心中，当耶稣跟他们在一起的时候，他们心中就有一个依靠。
Now, when Jesus was with them, they felt like they could rely on him.
可是现在耶稣要走了。
But now Jesus is leaving.
他们心里边就觉得好像失去了那个依靠了。
So their heart feels like they're losing this person that they can rely on.
所以他们不知道下一步该怎么办。
So they don't know what to do next.
下次考验，现在考验一下他的翻译的能力啊！树倒猢狲散。
What he said.
就是这个领袖没有了，那跟随的人就散掉了。
So that while the leader is gone, the followers will dissipate.
所以当时那个情况危机就是有这种的感受。
So in that current situation, they felt troubled.
所以门徒的心里边很难过，不知道该怎么办。
So the disciples' hearts was very sad, didn't know what to do.
所以主耶稣安慰他们说，你们不要忧愁。
So Jesus comforts them, saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
他说：“你们相信上帝。”
He says, "You believe in God."
他说：“你们用同样的信心，应当也放在我的身上。”
He says, "Also in that way, you should believe in me."
那么，人在关键的时候
，in critical moments in people's lives，
那么人的信心是非常重要。
People's faith is very important.
如果没有了信心，就不知道自己该怎么办。
If you don't have faith, then you do not know what to do.
所以主耶稣把他们的信心重新调整到神那里去。
So Jesus realigns their faith to God.
虽然环境看起来是困难的，
even though the environment seems very difficult,
可是神仍然在那里掌权。
But God is always there controlling things.
同时呢，要信我。
In the same way, we must have faith.
现在我要告诉你一件事情了。
I must tell you something.
那么在第二节这里很重要的话。
In the second verse, there's a very important word.
他说，在我父的家里有许多住处。
He says, "My father's house has many rooms."
这句话，弟兄姊妹，对我们来说重要吗
？Brothers, is this important?
太重要了。
Very important.
如果没有这段话的宣告
，if this word is not in the Bible,
那么 without this particular proclaim, 那我们就没有盼望了。
Then we will have no hope.
那么他说，在我父的家里边有许多住处。
He says, "My father's house has many rooms."
他说，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
If that was not so, I would have told you that.
那么为什么要加上这一句话呢
？Then why must he add this in the passage?
也就是说，如果在我父的家里边没有住处的话
，says if there's no rooms in my father's house,
那么你们就没有盼望了。
Then you will have no hope.
所以他说这里是有盼望的。
But he says there is hope.
如果没有盼望，我就告诉你不要努力了，反正你就今天活在这个世界上，死了就没有了，还努力什么呢？
But he would tell him that there's no hope, then let you do whatever you want.
所以现在说在家里有盼望的。
But he says that in the Father's house there is hope.
所以他说我去要为你们预备地方了。
But he says, I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
这个自然会使我们想到我们今天所居住的这个环境。
This makes us think of the life that we live today.
那么今天我们住的这个世界哪里来的？
What is today's world from?
约翰同样是在约翰福音里边。
It is also in John.
约翰福音一开始就讲到这个问题。
This is spoke of in the beginning of John.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's read John chapter 1.
第一章第一节到第三节，到第四节是这样说的。他说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。”
So from John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him has life, and that life was the light of all mankind.
这里告诉我们一个非常重要的真理。
This tells us a very important truth.
那么这一个世界是哪里来的呢？
Where does this world come from?
原来圣经告诉我们是上帝借着耶稣基督的灵所创造出来的。
And so from the Bible we see that God with Jesus' Spirit made the world.
这里是我们很清楚的记载告诉我们这一个我们这一个地上能够所居住的家是耶稣基督上帝在耶稣基督里边为我们所预备的。
And so from this very word, we can see that God used Jesus to prepare a place for us.
这个下边又要考验翻译的能力了啊。中国的老子说过一段话。
China's 老子 said a very important word.
这个下边是很难翻译，我想你翻译翻译不了，没关系的啊，因为这个是很难翻译，说人法地，地法天，天法道。道法自然。这次我去青岛的时候，我去了崂山。
This time when I went back to China, I went to 崂山。
那么在崂山的一个这个道教的这个寺庙的门口有一壁墙。
There is a wall in front of a large temple.
那么上面写的是道法自然。
And on top says.
这个法的意思呢？
This meaning of 法。
就是遵循遵守的意思
is to obey
这个就是人法地就表示说人必须遵守地的法则
it says that man must obey the world
这个 earth 它的 you must order follow the law of the earth 是吧然后地法天就是这个 earth must order follow 这个它的 law of the universe 然后这个天法道就是这个 universe 它要 follow 这个 order of logos 这个 word 这个道然后道法自然自然是什么呢我就问那个想要问啊那个就是说这个自然到底道法自然自然是什么
So I want to ask what is this meaning of nature?
所以他也翻译成 nature 以为就是 nature 其实不是的自然就是自己使之然也的意思就是上帝在圣经里边宣布他的名字是什么是 I am who I am 就是我自己是我自己然也的那一位
So yeah
所以道这一位使万物存在的他是按照比他更高的那一位 I am who I am 的做法给我们预备了起初的天地能听懂吗、OK 具体的来说啊God created this world through the second person of the Trinity. And the second person of the Trinity, we call it 道。在圣经里边这样说，其实老子说的是同样一个问题。也就是说，我们今天所居住的这个时代，这个世界， where we live in this world, is God through the second person of the Trinity created the first home for human being on this earth. 也就是说，上帝透过三而一的神的第二个位格的，就是后来道成肉身的耶稣基督，来创造了这个宇宙万物，创造了我们今天生活的这个世界。那么我今天想要说明那个是什么问题呢？就是当主耶稣说我要预备一个新的家在那里的时候，先告诉你这个家是哪来的，我们今天这个家是哪来的。
So the first thing that he does is he proclaims that there is a house, and now he explains to us where this house is from.
那么当我们知道这一个我们今天生活的这个世界是他造的，
and so now we know that the world that we live in today is created by God.
那么因此呢，我们就要有一个合理的信心，说他一定还会给我们创造另外一个家，对不对？
And therefore, we must use the logical reasoning that in heaven, He has prepared a place for us already.
他既然能够创造一个这样的家给我们，
and thus He has prepared a world like this for us.
他就有可能有能力再给我们创造另外一个家在那里。
That means He can and has the ability to prepare another world for us in heaven.
所以在这里讲话的人是有权威性的。
So now the person who speaks has authority.
为什么他有权威性？
Why does he have authority?
因为他是创造造物的上帝。
Because he is the creator God.
所以当说我父的家里边有许多的住处，
When he says in my father's house there's many rooms,
他说我去就是要为你们预备住处。
He says I will go and prepare a room for you.
如果他不是造物的主，
And if he's not the creator God,
因他就没有资格说这句话，对不对？
Then he has no authority to say these words.
大家明白吗？那么这句话太重要了。
This word is too important.
这句话就足够成为我们的福音的。
This one word is enough to make our gospel.
为什么我们需要福音，弟兄姊妹？
Why do we need the gospel, brothers and sisters?
我们要了解我们今天这个家的状况。
We must understand the circumstance of our house today.
那么今天我们生活在这个家里边的状况。
And the house that we live in today.
那么今天这个世界。
And the world that we live in now.
因为罪进到这个世界里边来。
Because sin has entered the world.
这个世界污秽了。这个世界被污秽掉了。
This world has been corrupted.
那么我们的生命也被污染了。
And our lives have also been polluted.
那么今天这个世界不再是一个完美的世界。
And the world today is no longer beautiful.
不再是 perfect.
Perfect.
因为上帝不要一个一半好的世界。
Because God doesn't want a half good world.
神是完美的神。
God is an awesome God.
他是 perfect God.
Perfect God.
他是完美的神，所以他不允许他所在的环境是不完美的。
So he doesn't allow his environment to be not perfect.
因此这一个世界因为它不完美了，
And because this world is no longer perfect,
上帝说这个世界就不能永远存在了。
And God says this world can never longer be eternal.
因此上帝命定了一件事情。
And so God put down an order.
那么就是人的生命要结束。
That human's life must end.
那么这一个世界将来有一天也要结束。
And this world also will one day be destroyed.
那么什么时间没有人知道。
And when will this happen? No one knows.
但是这个世界我们的生命已经命定要有一个结束的时间。
But our lives in this world has already been ordered to have an end.
因此我们这些人是一个什么状况呢？
And therefore what circumstance are we in now?
大家客观地想一想。
Everyone think objectively.
我们是暂时生活在这个世界上。
We are currently living on this world.
那么我们在这个世界上充满了痛苦。
We are surrounded by suffering.
佛教 之所以传到中国来被中国人接受了
Buddhist being brought to China and that China has accepted it
就是因为佛教是从痛苦来入手的
is because Buddhism came from suffering
这个释迦牟尼这一位很有很善良的人这个 Buddha,、
Buddha
这个释迦牟尼就是 Buddha、
啊、
那么他呢这个he had a good heart 然后他看到人的痛苦
he saw,、Buddha saw people's suffering
所以他说我们怎么样来解决这个痛苦的问题呢
he said how are we going to resolve this problem of suffering
其实这个思想解决人的痛苦的问题的这个思想就是佛教的那个思想的基础
This mindset of solving suffering is the foundation of Buddhism.
所以我们每个人都想解决我们的痛苦的问题。
And so everyone wants to solve their problem of suffering.
可是佛这个释迦牟尼他既不是上帝也没有真正的找到解决痛苦的方法。
But Buddha is not God and he did not find the real resolution of suffering.
所以他给我们带来的不是一个真正的福音。
So the gospel that he brought us was not true.
而是他认为可能你这样做会好吧。
But rather, you can do this and it might help.
但是他给我们看到的，的的确确的让我们了解到了，我们人生是生活在生老病死的这样的一个生老病死。
Yeah, so he showed us that in this world we will get sick, get old, die, and wait.
Birth. 第一个是痛苦生之苦
So the pain of childbirth
然后这个病之苦
The pain of illness
然后老之苦
The pain of being old
然后死之苦
And the pain of death
所以生老病死都是苦
And so everything is suffering
那么我们为什么生活在这个世界上呢
So why do we live on this world?
我告诉你世界上所有的理论都没有答案
So I tell you, all of the philosophies in the world cannot explain this.
都不明白人为什么活在世界上
Don't understand why we live on this world.
中国的 Confucius, 这个儒家的思想
So China's Confucius has his ideals.
所以他们是告诉你这一生你活得怎么好一点
He tells you that in this life how well you can live.
但是他绝对没有这个解释就是你为什么要活在这个世界上
But he yet doesn't explain to us why do you live on this world
也对于人生将来有什么盼望他不知道
And also doesn't know the hope of the future
但是圣经告诉我们了
But the Bible tells us
为什么
Why
因为他是造物的主向我们的启示
Because he's the creator God that has given us hope
所以这里边就有了权威性
And so now this has authority
所以当我们生活在短暂的苦难的这个世界里边的时候
And so now as we live in this short and suffering life
我们真正需要什么呢
What do we really need
那么那个就是福音
And that is the gospel
所以这时候造物的主告诉我们
And so now the creator God tells us
你今天生活在这个世界上不是暂时的吗
Is not what you live now temporary
我告诉你有一个永远的家在那里
But I tell you that there is eternal home waiting for you.
你今天这个世界不是痛苦的吗
But isn't today's life all full of suffering?
我告诉你有一个永远幸福的家在那里。
I tell you that there is a house of happiness forever.
这个就是福音。
But this is the gospel.
如果你在病的里面
If you're ill,
有人告诉你治病的方法
And someone tells you the medication for your illness,
这是不是福音啊？
Is this not the gospel?
如果你是一个流浪儿，如果你是一个流浪汉，是一个没有家的人 ，homeless， 现在告诉你，你的家在哪里
？If you are homeless, now we tell you where is your home.
这个对于一个流浪汉是不是一个福音呢
？To a homeless man, is this not a gospel or the good news?
那么对于一个要死的人
，For a person who's dying,
他有人告诉你，你可以永远不死。
But if someone tells you, you will not die.
那么这个是不是福音呢
Is this not the gospel to them?
还有什么比这个更是福音的福音呢
Then what is more of the gospel or the good news to them than this?
在主耶稣讲的话里边
In the words of Jesus Christ,
他说在我父的家里边有许多的住处
He says, in my father's house, there are many rooms.
有人问过我一个问题
Someone has asked me once.
他说从有人类历史以来到现在世界上有很多很多的人了
just from the history to now, there's been many, many people.
天堂够大,
is heaven big enough?
主耶稣在这里实践了他告诉我们, 天堂足够大,
and in this word, we see that Jesus tells us that there is room.
我们学过数学的人，我们都应该了解。
Everyone here that has studied mathematics should know.
有一个概念叫无穷大。
There is a concept that is known as
无穷大,
infinity.
所以任何有限的数字,
any limited number,
相对于无穷大,
compared to infinity,
都是无限小,
is infinitely small.
所以我们世界上不管有多少人,
so it doesn't matter how many people are in the world,
那仍然是个有限的数字,
it is always a limited number.
那么相对于无限的, 神的世界,
but compared to a world of an infinite God,
我们仍然是完全神可以给我们预备足够的地方, 让我们将来去居住的。
In the end, there's always going to be space for us in the house of our Father.
因此, 主耶稣说, 你信上帝也要信我。
Therefore, Jesus said, if you believe in God, you must also believe in me.
因为我就是你的福音。
Because I am your gospel.
他说我要到那里去为你们预备地方。
He says, I will go there and prepare a place for you.
然后下边这句话说, 这个预备好了就要再来接你们。
And then he goes on to say, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
然后让我在哪里, 叫你们也在哪里。
That you also may be where I am.
哇, 这句话太宝贵了。
This is such a valuable part.
Yeah, treasure, so, 如此宝贵的话。 因为他不但给我们预备一个家,
because he did not just prepare a place for us,
他不是把我们当作一个孤儿一样的放在那里,
he doesn't put us like a child into this house,
让我们当作一个孤儿, 一个,
orphan,
像一个孤儿一样的放, 而是他要与我们同在,
but he wants to be with us.
所以这件事情表示他不但给我们预备一个地方,
and this is just, does not just tell us that he has prepared a place for us,
而是是一个幸福的地方,
but also a happy place,
是一个美好的地方,
a beautiful place.
所以这个就成了我们的福音,
and so this is now our gospel.
然后他说, 我往那里去, 那条路你知道的,
he says that where I'm going, you know.
然后多马就说了, 你往哪里去, 我们不知道, 请你告诉我。
And so Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way?
耶稣在这里宣布了三件事,
and so Jesus now proclaims three things.
耶稣说, 我就是,
he says, I am.
三件事,
three things.
第一, 我就是道路,
number one, the way.
道路是什么意思呢?
What does he mean by the way?
这个中文翻译成道路,
the Chinese translation is 道路,
这个道路也可以说是出路。
This may also mean the entrance.
这个 throughway,
throughway.
这个可以走过去的路,
that you can walk over.
我们人在世界上, 弟兄姊妹, 我们有出路吗?
I ask you, do we have a way?
我们没有.
We do not.
我们今天活在世界上, 其实是非常盲目的。
The life that we live today is very busy.
非常盲目的, 我们, 不知道我们到底为什么生活在这个世界上。
We do not know why we truly live.
我们的人生的道路到底往哪里去呢?
Where is the path of our lives going?
我们有人生真正最后的出路吗?
Do we have a true way in our lives?
这个true way, 我们的将来死亡要等待着我们的,对不对? 所以人有那个true way, 有那个出路可以去走过死亡吗? 我们没有。
Is there a way for us to go past death? There is no way.
如果我们不在耶稣基督里,
if we are not in Christ,
我们在世界上活的是非常非常无奈和被动的,
then the life that we live is very arrogant and
非常的 passive, 非常的
very passive,
helpless,
very helpless,
对吧? 所以每天你醒来你就有气, 你醒不来你就死掉, 完全不在你的手中里面。
So every day you wake up and you breathe, what if tomorrow you don't wake up?
然后,
no control.
然后你在这个世界上, 别人怎么样, 你也怎么样,
so other people do things, you do things.
你一点, 其实没有太多的自由的选择的, 那种, 那种的可能性的。
You truly don't, do not have that much freedom.
你完全这个环境在控制着你。
So your situation controls you.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
也可以说，我就是你的出路。
He also says, I am your through road.
你有了我，你的人生就有出路了。
And through me, you have a way.
你就知道你该怎么样来走你的人生的道路。
And you know, and what way should I live my life?
而且这条路是往哪里去的路呢？
And where does this life lead to?
是引导我们归向永远天家的道路。
And this leads us to an eternal house.
说这条路，耶稣不但说我就是。
And Jesus not just says, I am the way.
耶稣说这条路我已经走过了。
He says, I've already walked this way.
所以耶稣已经从死里复活。
And so Jesus has already resurrected.
已经到那里去了。
Already gone there.
那么他已经在那里为我们预备添加。
And he is already there preparing a place for us.
所以走过死亡的路能走得通吗？
And so can we walk through death?
那么耶稣说能。
He says, you can.
因为我已经走过了。
Because I have already walked through it.
所以耶稣说我就是道路。
Says, and so Jesus says, I am the way.
或者我就是出路。
He says, I am the through road.
所以借着我你才能够走到那个将来的天家那里去。
And so only through me can you reach heaven.
然后第二件事情。
And the second thing.
就是我就是真理。
He says,And the truth.
这个真理也可以翻译成是真实的。
The truth can also be translated to
truth.
Truth.
Yeah. I'm the true one. 就是。那么当我是真实的那一位的时候。
And when I am the true one.
那么也就是说你是可以相信我的。
You can also say that you can trust me.
那么同时说我是真理。
And in saying that he is the truth.
就是表示你可以在我这里弄明白所有的事情的。
He says that through me you can truly understand.
有人说这个世界上没有真理。
A lot of people say that there's no truth in the world.
这是胡说。
This is not correct.
这世界上是有真理的。
But in reality there is a truth.
但是真理在哪里？
But where is this truth?
真理在真理的本体那里。
The truth is in the
Origin of truth.
Origins of truth.
这个很不好翻译是吧？在真理的本体，因为他不是讲出来的是真理。
Because he did not just speak of the truth.
因为他就是真理。
But because he is the truth.
这个很重要。
This is a very important
thing.
好，
举一个例子啊。
All right, let's make
这个我经常举这个例子。这个我这里有一块手表。
Here I have a watch.
这个手表有它的工作的原理。
It has its fundamental working.
那么这个它的原理工作的这个原理在哪里？
So where is the fundamental working way of this watch?
这个它的 theoretic truth of this watch 在什么地方？
Where is the theoretic truth of this watch?
啊？在设计制造这个表的脑袋里面。
In the mind of the one who designed it.
所以在他的脑子里头。
So in his mind.
所以他的脑子里边，他的脑子就是这块手表的真理。
And so the truth of this watch is in his mind.
所以他说我就是这个表的真理。
He says I am this watch's truth.
因为我知道这个表的所有的它的工作的原理都在我这里装着。
Because I know everything of this watch.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个的存在是在这里。想出来，在这里表达出来而已。
Because it is thought out of that mind.
所以什么叫做真理呢？
So what does it mean by the truth?
就是能够真实而且正确的表达出来一个存在，它整个的那个原理的那个东西，那一套道理叫真理。
But truly accurately to explain the meaning of life.
The meaning of 一个 exist.
The meaning of existence.
Yeah, 一个存在的物体能够正确地表达它的整个原理的那个道理。所以这个世界有真理吗？
And so does this world have truth?
有。
There is.
那么这个世界的真理在哪里呢？
And so where is this truth?
在创造这个世界的本体的那里。
In the creator or in the origin.
因此一个人活在世界上有真理吗？
And therefore does a person have truth in the world?
有。
He does.
你应该怎么活？
How should you live?
你怎么活才有意义？
How should you live that way you might have meaning?
那么你怎么活才算是活得好？
And what kind of life is a good life?
谁告诉你？
Who told you?
造物的主那里告诉你。
The Creator God told you.
所以他就是真理。
And so He is the truth.
所以他告诉你你的人生要怎么活。
And so He will tell you the way you should live your life.
所以他说我就是道路。
He says, I am the way.
然后他又说我就是真理。
And then He says, the truth.
所以你有了这条路。
So now you have the road.
你怎么走上这条路呢？
And now how should you walk this road?
不是你想怎么走。
Not how you should do it.
而是他告诉你怎么走。
But rather He told you how to do it.
所以这个是福音啊。
And so now this is the gospel.
所以你的人生有了方向了。
So now your life has direction.
然后你的人生有了依据了。
And now your life has truth.
然后他说我还是生命。
Now He also says He is the life.
人活着。
People live.
最可怕的一件事情。
The most fearful thing is.
最可怕的。
Scary. Scary thing.
让你可怕的事情。这个 terrible 事情，对吧？ The most terrible 事情。那就是说，你死了。
Is death.
如果你死了。
Once you die.
你的一切就结束了。
Everything is gone.
所以对一个人来说，
so to a person,
活着，
living,
是最基本的条件，
is the most fundamental part of life.
可是生命是什么呢？
But what is life?
这个今天很多世界上人还在相信进化论。
And so now many people today still believe in evolution.
其实进化论里边有一个最基本的问题他们是不回答的。
But there's a fundamental question that evolutionists do not explain.
他们也不可能回答。
And there's no way for them to explain this.
所以我常常看不起那些所谓的科学家。
And so sometimes I do not look up to those so-called scientists.
因为他们只选择去讲那些能讲的东西。
Because they only like to talk about the things that they can talk about.
他们根本不用科学的态度来完整的看待他们的理论。
And they do not use science to look at the whole picture.
他说我们不管生命从哪里来。
He says, we do not care where life came from.
我们的进化论我们只讲有了生命以后它怎么变好的。
And so evolution shows us that once life was here, how it became the way it is.
然后他们就否定上帝的创造。
And so that they look away from God's creation.
所以他们就否定就是
deny God's creation.
他们就 deny God's creation. 所以他们不管生命从哪里来。
They do not care where life comes from.
其实进化的过程，进化怎么样，那个并不重要。
But the way of evolution is not important.
但是生命从哪里来是非常重要。
But where does life come is very important.
这个决定着我们的生死的问题。
This shows us our life and death situation.
那么在这个约翰福音第一章的第四节。
And so in John chapter 1 verse 4.
说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
He says life is in him and this life is the light of mankind.
所以在起初上帝造人的时候。
And so when God created man.
是照着他的形象造的。
Is in his own image.
那么这个他是指的谁呢？
And who is this his image?
就是这位道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Is the one who came down in flesh, our Jesus Christ.
我们的生命是从他来的。
Our life is from him.
在亚当的里面。
In Adam.
因为上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
Because God said to him, because you've eaten the fruit, you will die.
那么亚当吃了。
And so Adam ate it.
圣经上说那是一个犯罪的行为。
The Bible says this is an act of sin.
那么罪从他入了世界。
And so sin came into the world through Adam.
然后死又是从罪来的。
And so death comes from sin.
所以每个人都已经在上帝面前已经死了。
So in the eyes of God, everyone is already dead.
那么这个死不是指的我们的肉体的死亡。
And this death does not mean the death of our flesh.
而是指的我们能够使我们活着的心灵的死亡。
But rather the death of our soul.
那么现在呢，主耶稣来了。
And now Jesus has come.
他告诉我们，宣布给我们一件非常重要的信息。
And he proclaimed this very important message.
他说，我来是要叫你得生命。
He says, I've come to give you life.
并且得丰盛的生命。
He says, life in full.
所以我们今天来到耶稣这里。
And today as we come in front of Jesus,
我们不单单是有了一条路。
We not just have a road.
我们有了真理，知道如何走上这条路。
We have a truth on how we should travel this road.
更重要的，我们不是一个死人在这条路上，而是神要使我们成为一个活人在这条路上。
And most importantly, we now have life to walk this road.
所以我们说这一条路是一个能够走过死亡的路。
And now we can say that this road is a road that can walk past death.
能够从今生一直走到永恒的那一条路。
And so it can go from today to eternity.
那么从哪里开始走呢
？So where do we start?
从哪里开始走？
Where do we start?
从重生那天开始走。
From the day of repentance.
从 day of 这个 born again.
Born again.
从重生的那一条路开那那一个课开始走。所以一个基督徒是不是一个基督徒
？And so is a Christian a real Christian?
不是你来不来教会。
It's not whether or not you come to church.
也不是你受不受洗。
And it's not whether you've been baptized or not.
而是你里边有没有这个重生的生命
？But rather, have you truly been born again?
如果你没有重生的生命
，But you have not been born again.
你的属灵的生命还是在死亡的地位上。
Then your soul is still in death.
那么随着这个肉体的死亡
，So in the death of the flesh.
如果我们的生命没有重生
，If our life has not been born again，
那么我们将永远与神分离。
Then we shall be separated from God forever。
所以这一件事情是我们的生命里边至关重要的一件事。
So this is the utmost important thing in our life。
因为不但我们有路
，Because not only do we have a road，
不但我们知道我们有道理，知道我们怎么走这条路
，But do we not only have the truth to show us the way of the road？
如果你根本没有生命
，If you do not have life，
你在走什么路
？Then what road would you walk？
所以最后。是要不但你要知道这条路在哪里
，So in the end, it's not just knowing the road.
不但知道这条路怎么走
，Not just knowing how to navigate the road.
而你必须是一个活人才能走上去的。
You must also have life in order to walk this road.
所以这三样事情
，And so these three things,
主耶稣都已经带给我们了。
Jesus has already given to us.
这个是福音的。
This is the gospel.
这是我们今天生活在世界上。
This is today the reason why we live.
迷茫的人
，People who live now.
迷茫的人就是people ignorant 不知道自己是怎么回事的人
ignorant people
没有出路的人
people who have no road
所以没有生命的人
people who have no life
今天我们奉着他的旨意
today and through Jesus' teaching
by his will 我们来传讲这个福音
we preach this word
然后把他要拯救我们要引领我们进入到永恒的那一条道路那一个真理那个生命来告诉给大家
and the road and the life and the way of this gospel that Jesus has given to us
今天弟兄姊妹这个刚才咱们讲了要用 这个守圣餐的时候要用真实的无酵饼
and today brothers and sisters as the communion before we look the true unleavened bread
这个 genuineness in, 在我们里面那个真实的生命是非常重要的
The genuine heart that we have is very important.
弟兄姊妹，你了解我们真的了解我们现在没有信耶稣之前我们的状况吗
？Brothers, do you truly understand the life that we had before Jesus?
我们生活在世界上是不是没有出路
？Do we have a through road in life?
我们生活在世界上是不是很无知
？Do we live in life very ignorantly?
我们糊里糊涂地活在世界上。
We just live life.
我们没有真正的家乡。
Do we not have a true home?
我把那种情况称为一个孤独的宇宙孤儿，一个orphans in the universe， 是一个 very lonely orphans in the universe， 是 helpless， 没有帮助、没有盼望的一个人生。你以前的人生是不是这样的
？Is your life before without help, without hope?
那么那样的人生
，and a life like that，
我们。有福音给我们了。
We have been given a gospel.
以前我们活在世上是没有指望的。
Before we live in the world with no direction.
No hope. 那没有指望就是 no hope 在这个世上没有盼望的。现在
Now,
上帝在耶稣基督里。
God through Jesus Christ.
因着对我们的爱。
With our love.
他要给我们指望。
He has given us hope.
他已经为我们预备了一个永远的家。
He has already prepared an eternal house for us.
所以在地上的家暂时的不再惧怕了。
And so the house of this temporary world we will not fear.
因为我们有家可归了。
Because now we have an eternal home.
他已经给我们开了这一条路了。
He's already opened this road for us.
所以我们不再迷茫了。
So now we do not.
我们知道我们该，我们 no more lost. We know where we go. 那么现在呢，我们不再无知了，因为他已经把真理也给了我们。
And so now we are no longer ignorant because now we have the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹要回去读你的圣经。
And so brothers and sisters, you must go back and read this Bible.
然后我们面对死亡，我们也不再惧怕了。
And when we face death, we no longer have fear.
也不在死亡临到我们的时候，我们就不再绝望。
And when death gets to us, we no longer have regret.
我们不再是绝望的，不再是 hopeless， 不再是绝望的，而是我们有了盼望。
But rather we have hope.
神让我们今天就要因着信心去经历，他就是我们的道路、真理和生命。
But God treats us with faith. We must see that Jesus is the way, the truth, and
the life. 就是在今天这个我们活在今天的这个世界里面的时候
And so as we live in this world today
他叫我们去经历到这些事情
He wants us to experience these things
那么这样我们才知道这个福音对我们是真实的
And now we will know that this gospel is the truth
弟兄姊妹我经历了
Brothers and sisters, I have experienced this
所以我勇敢地去告诉大家
And so I bravely come before you and tell you
而且迫切地要告诉大家这个very hard-hearted, 来告诉大家
Very eagerly try and tell everyone.
那么大家不要再活在世界上没有盼望
Brothers and sisters, please not live in this world without hope.
我们就在这世界上吃饭睡觉，吃饭睡觉
And now we live in this world and eat and sleep and eat and sleep.
然后我们就浪费了太多时间
We waste so much time.
主耶稣还在等待我们
Jesus is still waiting for us
还在给我们机会
He's still giving us a chance
借着他的福音要叫我们明白
Through our gospel he wants to tell us
弟兄姊妹愿我们的灵魂苏醒走正道
Let our souls be awakened and walk in the way
我们不再浪费时间
Let us not waste any more time
好主耶稣讲完这些话的时候
When Jesus finished speaking of these words
在约翰福音第十七章，他就为门徒祷告。约翰福音十七章，他就我们不读，他在那里就为门徒祷告了。
He prays for his disciples.
所以我们也要祷告。
And so now we must also pray.
我们不单单是有这些道理。
We not just have these ideas.
我们有关系。
We have a relationship.
因为我们可以用祷告来到上帝的面前。
Because we can use prayer to come before God.
然后让他的灵来帮助我们。
And let his soul help us.
Let the Spirit to help us, the Holy Spirit help us to understand his truth, 来明白他的真理。所以现在也让我们一同来祷告。
And so now let us pray.
我们的圣天父
Our Heavenly Father
我们现在一同来到你的面前
We all come before you today
我们要感谢你
We must thank you
因为你为我们创造过一个美好的世界
Because you have created before us a perfect world
但是因为我们的犯罪
But because of our sin
我们把我们赖以生存的这个世界
We have destroyed this world that we live in
把它破坏了
And destroyed it
我们在这里生活的没有出路
We live our life without a way
我们生活的无知
We live ignorantly
我们面对死亡我们没有解决的办法
We do not have a resolution for our death
如今我们相信你爱我们
And so we believe that you love us
你在耶稣基督里边
And through,
给了我们这个福音
And through Jesus Christ you have given us this gospel
使我们重新有了盼望
That we may once again have hope
并且你为我们预备了美好的家乡
That you have prepared for us a perfect house
在等待我们要到你那里去
And waiting for us to come to you
主啊这福音已经传给我们
And Lord, this gospel has already been spoken to us.
主啊，求你给我们有智慧。
Lord, pray that you will give us knowledge.
Give us wisdom. 给我们有智慧。
Give us wisdom, Lord.
让我们明白。
To understand.
你的圣灵来帮助我们。
Your Holy Spirit may help us.
主啊，使我们不再糊涂无知。
That we no longer be arrogant and ignorant.
让我们能够悔改归向你。
And to repent and be born again.
愿我们所传的福音。
And so that this gospel that we preach
不是突然的,
and it's not a sudden thing.
It's not useless.
It's not useless, Lord.
而是能够真正的帮助我们,
but rather truly help us.
引导我们,
guide us.
让我们没有一个人在这个福音上是失落的, 是, 在这福音以外的。
And Lord, let everyone here be part of this gospel and not away from it.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you listen to our prayers.
奉恩主耶稣基督的名。
The name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.